help me welcome the host of Belly of the Beast, Bad Bad Holder, and Raquel Melanie to the CL Bryant Show. Thank both of you ladies for being on with me. How are you?
Hey,
that was
CL.
Fantastic, CL.
Hi.
I'm like, wow, I don't even want that to end. I'm like, good.
glad
Raquel,
that you
we needed a recording of that for our Belly of the Beast opening.
I'm going to send it to you. No doubt about it. I'm going to send that to you later on this afternoon. I'll have Jared send that to you. Cut that out for him so you can send that to him. Now, folks, I want to talk to you today about, first, tell us about Belly on the of the Beast. Tell us about Belly of the Beast. How did you get started with that? What is it about? Where can people hear it? I'm going to go to my good buddy, Babette, you start, and then Raquel, you jump in there.
Okay.
Well, Sia, we started with it because we realized that live streaming was becoming very popular, and it was one way that captures people's attention these days. They barely read. And who can blame them? You know, they don't know what to believe and type with that fake news we have. So we are in Illinois, which is a beast as it is on its own, this state. And we're both Black Republican conservative women. And I'll let Raquel pick it up from there.
Well, I'm going to add a little bit to Babette's story about how it started. Really, Babette and I, typically, we would meet for coffee, and we have discussions, regular people discussions that anybody would. You would think we talk about politics all the time, but we talk about a wide breadth of subjects. So one day, she said, hey, let's just do this live stream, and I was very reluctant, because I'm like, oh, I don't want to be on a live stream. And he's like, come on, you're going to do it. And so there you go, and that's the beginning of Belly of the Beast. It just took off. People started liking it. This is, and believe it or not, people think that it's contrived, or, you know, it's just characters. No, this is who we are when we have normal conversations between, like, any other girlfriends would have their conversations, or, you know, when the guys get together. It's like, it's a recording of that, except it, you know, instead of it just being Babette and I, it's you, the audience. So you get to join in on the conversation that she and I would have. And really, Babette, would you not agree? Like, that's basically the concept of it. You're just in on our combo.
Absolutely. And you know what,
right,
folks?
And we're in the beast.
You know what, yep, folks? Let me tell you something. This is going to be wildly, wildly successful because it's real talk. I wanted to have them both on because all of you know that there is a certain image in the minds of Americans when it comes to, let's just say, Black folks. Full disclosure, all three of the voices that you're hearing on the airwaves across the nation right now, we happen to be Black Americans. That's not to bring about any type of caveat in the way you feel about us. It's just to make a statement of fact. And in stating that, I want to lead in with this. And I want to set this up with this. And ladies, we're going to have a fantastic conversation here over these next few segments. All of you know that I always tout the strong woman. I just love strong women. My mother was one. I married one. I raised three strong daughters. My son loves strong women. He married one himself. And I have two of them, two strong women, two strong American women on the line with me now. I want to delve into this area of discussion with Babette and Raquel. I want to infuse the word appreciate. Do you think that the strong woman in America today is emerging, and has she been appreciated over the years, the formative years of our nation? Or is that something just happening in politics and on the American scene at this point in time? Raquel, you take off.
Oh, wow. To some degree, I think that women black women especially, are the society is beginning to see their value in many different arenas, beginning to see their value. However, we've always been at the forefront of, you name a movement, and we've been at the forefront of it. We're the ones who are pushing it from behind the scenes and maybe in front of the scenes. But for the most part, there's always women who are moving things, who are there and active and vocal and this and the other. And see, one little thing that I have to say, and this is something I always say, I am a strong woman. I'm strong in mind. And for now, thank God, I am strong in body. But having that strength and being called a strong woman does not take away from my femininity. And this is just a little side note. And a lot of times women feel that they have to give that up in order to compete with men in various areas. And I just, you know, for women who are listening out there, you don't have to give up your femininity to do that. So that's just a little side note that I always want to, especially black women, we tend to give that up. And that's part of our humanity as women. We are, for the most part, feminine, and we are still women, and we do have the same emotions. So for those who are listening, you don't have to give that up in order to be in the same, to compete in the same arena.
Babette.
But yeah, we are active. We're here. Babette.
Yes. So I would say that basically for me, I think women have been appreciated throughout roles, but there's also sometimes a double-edged sword. I'm going to be the devil's advocate on that. Because if you are a woman who's married, has children, you want to have a leading role, whether it's in politics or in the corporate world in America, you also feel the pressure to be the wife, the mother, and so forth. And the same can be said, because I'm going to give it out for my single sisters out there. You know, when you are single, it's hard to find that work-life balance and to have a personal life. I have a lot of single girlfriends. I see them throw themselves wholeheartedly, whether they're running campaigns or part of a campaign staff, or they're in that corporate world, and then they feel bad because they want to be successful, but at the same time, where do they find the time to have a personal life? For me, there's a lot of times when I'll get the comments, hey, you know, I see you here, you're doing this, you're doing that, and they know I have children, let's say. Don't you spend any time with your kids? And that can sometimes be a little insulting, degrading, or it puts pressure on me to feel like, wow, I'm giving my all here for the team and stuff. I've talked to my children and everything, but maybe I should call off on attending some of the, you know, organizations or representing a candidate here and there so I can go to a child's concert or, you know, not that you miss that many, you know.
Right.
I'm just saying, it is a lot of pressure, and sometimes some part of society views it as one way, another part of society sees it as heroic.
Wow, that is strong, and we're going to continue with this conversation. Babette Holder, Raquel Melanie are my special guest host, Belly of the Beast, here on the C.L. Bryan Show throughout the Fruited Plains of America via Red State Talk Radio. When I return, I want to ask them the price of marching to the beat of their own drummer. They have both began to allude to that particular discussion, and we're going to follow it to its natural conclusion here on the show when I return. Don't you go anywhere. And again, download the free C.L. Bryan Show onto your Android or iPhone devices. Over the past few months that we have gone national, we certainly do appreciate all of you who have come along with us to build the momentum for the C.L. Bryan Show. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
But it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
CL. It is the second hour of the CL Bryant Show, and it is a little past high noon in the Central Standard Time Zone. Glad that all of you could come along with us here today. My guest in the former hour was former Navy SEAL, FBI agent Jonathan Gilliam, the author of the book, Sheep No More. Joining me in this hour is Babette Holder and Raquel Melanie. They are the host of Belly of the Beast. And they're going to tell us a little bit later on here in the show exactly how you can tune in to that. And also, if you have a mind to get them out to where you are, they're going to tell you how you can do that as well. Want to continue with the question that I had posed before we went to break, and it is this one. Both of you ladies know, along with me, the trail and the journey that we have been on here as conservative people of faith, men and women of faith in this country, and dealing with folks who traditionally think a certain way about how black folks should talk and act and think. Tell us, Raquel, Babette, tell us about that price that many times we have to pay in order to continue doing what we do and to carry the types of mantles that we carry. Raquel, tell us about the price.
Yes, sir. Well, let me tell you, Babette and I always talk about this. We are stuck in some kind of Middle Earth, as the sci-fi movies like to talk about, whereby we are, Babette and I are conservative black women. So on one, we kind of have the best of both worlds. We have, you know, the love for our country, love for what we do, and those kinds of things. And then on the other side, we still maintain a very close relationship, because we are, with the black community. So where we do see both, but there's always, if you speak up for one side of who we are, you get blasted by the other. And if you speak up for the other side of who we are, you get blasted by, like I said, the other. So there's always that. And you just have to be honest and true. And at least if you're honest and true, people will respect that. So they may not agree with it, but they have to respect that. The first thing they'll say, for instance, if you say, well, you know what, with the, you know, as far as black Americans are concerned, you'll say something like, oh, you know, the cop shouldn't have done that. I didn't think that was a good arrest, or it did look a little bit like the cop was beating up on this black, whatever. And the conservatives will say, oh, you're a liberal and you hate cops. And, you know, so it's like, no, we love cops. We love law. We love the rule of law. So even, you know, no one is above the law, not even, as an example, no one is above the law, not even our law enforcement. And we have to be honest. If we see something that is disturbing on one side or the other, we have to speak out. Conversely, you know, if it was a good arrest, or if this person, you know, will speak up for the cop, and then the black people will be mad. And it's just an example of how we have to walk that fine line. And as far as practical or just living your life, doing what we do, there's a sacrifice to be paid. You just make that adjustment. You either accept it or you don't. And, you know, CL, there's, you know, what they say about seasons. So there's a season for everything. And so right now, this is our season to speak out. This is our season to be involved and try to affect a change in our country. And when that season is up, it's up. And I kind of leave that to God. So you've got to keep praying, and God will lead you. And He's definitely led me here. So it's okay. It's okay. All right. The sacrifice is right now. There's a reward at the end.
Babette.
Hopefully.
Babette, you chime in there.
Yes. Yes. Okay. it is hard. It can be. I have said to Raquel, I think my life would have been 100% easier if I had never, ever joined the conservative Republican movement. In all honesty, I'd probably be rich and famous. I mean, you know, I could write off the family name. I could, you know, I ran in those circles in my 20s with the Democrats. Mind you, I was working for them, some high-profile people. I am a people person. I have been that way all my life. Folks like to talk to me. I could have been the next Kamala Harris. I'm throwing her name out there because I know she's one of their up-and-coming rising stars in the Democrat Party. But we don't choose our path, and if we listen to God, God has put me here. Plus, I was raised as a conservative by two Democrats, believe it or not, and a whole Democrat house family, large holder family, that have raised all my cousins. We are all raised to be fiscally conservative, care about your fellow citizens, be productive citizens in this nation, avoid a hand up. If you can, but if you need it, you take it as a helping hand and not as a lifestyle. So can you imagine growing up with that and you start learning what the two political parties and where they stand? Mind you, my first vote was the Reagan era. It was very apparent by then what the Democrats and where they were going, at least to me. And I was a high school kid. So that's why I chose this. And like Raquel said, we have these conversations all the time, and we're all so often attacked by either side, because sometimes they don't realize we were there, or we talked to these activists, we were a part of it, we saw this happen, and we're not saying we don't support our law enforcement or we don't support our Republican legislator who may have been wrong, because everyone makes a mistake. Everyone. We're human beings. We're not perfect.
Absolutely right.
Absolutely.
Folks, to bring clarity to something that Babette was saying, Babette is the cousin to a former Attorney General Eric Holder. And I would love to just be a guest at that Thanksgiving dinner and that gathering at the family picnics there when they gather. I also want to pursue this line of conversation, too. We have about 3 minutes left in this segment. Stay with me through the break and the final segment that we'll do with you. I want to continue with this, but we'll kick it off right now. Many times, and all three of us, I guess we can truthfully say that by all intent and purposes here in America, we have been black all of our lives, as far as that's concerned. All of my life, I can speak for me, I have been black all my life. Why is it then, my question is, that among our own, many times when we take the positions that we take, why is it then that we are considered less than our cultural roots dictate than somebody who is politically active in a different way in our nation. Why is it that we as a folks, as a people, have to suffer that? Nancy Pelosi, Rick Santorum, both Italian Americans, both of them are different politically. One's a Republican, one's a Democrat. Neither of them suffer the slings and arrows of being called an evil Italian because they happen to be different politically. It is that way, however, with us as black folks. And I want to reveal this to America. I want us to talk about this to America because I think we have a unique opportunity. We're uniquely qualified to talk about that. Raquel, you start. Got about 2 minutes in this segment,
but start
the conversation. Let's start it.
You've asked the most difficult question ever, and now I got 2 minutes.
We'll come back on the other side. Go ahead.
Well, I have a theory. So we've always kind of stuck together in a way, and we've always kind of stuck together for the most part on the same side. When we were Republicans, we stuck together, and as we became Democrats, we stuck together for the interest of our community. We still believe in this, like, we still have this communal thing going on with us as black folks that I don't think that Italians really had, or just Europeans. I don't think they had it as we did. I mean, think about it. Santorum and Pelosi never, you know, worked, their people never worked the field together in the same sense as ours did, and so recently. So I'm sure there were, you know, I'm sure somewhere way back in the annals of time their families did, but ours is more recent. So we have a thing about sticking together. And once somebody leaves, and I'm talking about in ideals, right, how do you reconcile? For them, it's really strange. How do you reconcile not thinking the way I do? How do you put that together? It's hard to tell somebody who's been trained to think one way their entire lives that what they're thinking is not productive for the community, conducive to forward advancement. How do you tell somebody that? And this goes across the board, not even with just black people. This very idea of telling someone who has, you know, the way they've been thinking for their entire lives is not right.
Hold that thought right there. Hold that thought right there.
The way I thought was wrong.
Hold that thought right there, Raquel. We're going to come back on the other side of the break with this discussion. Don't you go anywhere. You're listening to the C.L. Bryant Show throughout the Fruited Plains of America via Red State Talk Radio. Wherever you're listening to us, terrestrially or digitally, we thank you for being there. Don't go anywhere. Back in a minute.
Our hands are lifted high. Our hearts are bowing in reverence.
Chevy Land on Uri Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic
backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth leaving, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed.
And I don't know about you, but as for me, I will be forever grateful for that great sacrifice that was made by King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. On the line with me are also people who are unashamedly women of faith, and I am so glad that they could join me today. Babette Holder and Raquel Melanie are my special guests. They are the host, Belly of the Beast, Belly of the Beast, and Facebook, hey, live, you can get a hold of them. And we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. But first, I want to continue with a question that is many times asked of me on the trail out there. As you know, I crisscross the nation once a month, almost every month, somewhere in this country. And you folks in Utah, I'll be headed your way in just about 4 days. So get ready up there in Salt Lake City. Our good friends are up there. But Babette, Raquel answered that. We're going to come back, swing back around to Raquel. But Babette, give us your take on why it is once we state or declare a different opinion than the rest of black folks, we tend to be ostracized. What do you say about it?
Well, because of a lot of it has to do with myths and bad perceptions that they have had for generations. Like Raquel said, that this is all they've known and heard. I hear it in my own family, that, you know, Republicans or conservatives only want to do this. They don't support the people. They could care less about people. All they care about is money. And when they want to talk about fiscal conservatives, they want to hurt the people. They slash and burn. They're not aware of the fact that the consideration on doing a cut is to try and make it so more funds are available. So what I do, I'm an active engager. I engage differently than others. I do knock on those doors, even if I know they're Democrat. They know I'm a Republican in this area. They will see me at their doors, not just the election times, but I'll pop by and say, hi, Miss Vicky. You know, she's the great aunt of a large family I know in my town. She is what they call the elder. She's the matriarch. She has the voice. And I listen to what her concerns are, and then we talk, because she knows I'm there for a reason. You know, there may be a referendum. There may be something that affects our state, a candidate. And I just want her to be aware from our side of view what's going on. But one thing I always notice when I do my engagement, CL, I already know where her mindset is. She knows where mine is. But we have built a mutual trust among each other, where she knows I'm coming because they always relate, like Raquel and you said, you know, we do have that connection and tie just by the very color of our skin to that community. In her mind, if I tell her I'm also struggling with my tax payments for my property, as well as you are, and these are the facts on it, and these are the people that keep doing it to us, she can relate to me talking to her in that manner. But if I post up and say, you know, black women's wombs matter, I'm now getting pushback from my own base saying, it's all women's. Exactly. But I'm speaking to this community because they'll listen to me before they'll listen to you. They may not take my advice, Sia. We know this, Raquel. But at least those doors were open. And it takes years. It takes months. It takes days. It takes weeks before you start changing hearts and minds.
Absolutely.
And I have lived long enough to see some of those results in the last decade. It wasn't because of Trump. I actually had a few Romney voters, you know, who were hardcore Democrats in the area, and they said, enough is enough. I can't do it. I see what you're saying about these Democrat policies.
Absolutely.
Under Obama.
Absolutely. And, you know, folks, wherever you're listening to the show throughout the Fruited Plains, we welcome you on board as we build this bridge to conversation. We're on with Raquel Melanie and Babette Holder, Belly of the Beast host. And this is a question that or this is a statement that I make out on the trail. I will say to folks that black folks in their core traditionally are conservatives, and people always look at me with that, you know how the dog, if you make a strange sound, it'll turn his head to the side. They always look, look at you strange. You know what I'm saying? Is that, in your opinion, I want you all to speak to that. Raquel, is that in your experience? Is that so? Is that no? What do you say?
Okay. So for me, it's a mixed bag. So for folks who are around mine and Babette's age, and I will give my age up first. I'm 45 years old. So for those who are around my age, okay, there's some connection to conservatism, especially for, especially for those who are older, you know, so around my age and older.
Very good.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And so for those who are younger, the younger generation, I'm concerned about them because the black church has failed in so many ways in these communities. So they don't have necessarily the same upbringing.
Wow. Wow. That's good. And that is very thought-provoking. Babette, what do you say?
I will say the same thing, and I'll happily give up my age because age is nothing but a number to me. At 52, well, 52 in a couple of weeks, the end of the month, like Raquel said, the older generation, some of them honestly can be tough. With the younger folks, I like to do this thing because Raquel knows everywhere I go, I speak to people. If I hear them saying something, it's policy, it's legislation, it's this or that. I can be in the grocery store and I hear someone complaining about a sugar tax. I somehow have worn my way into that conversation. But I'll talk with them and we're agreeing. And then you get, like CLU said, that sound like I'll do the Scooby-Doo when they find out I'm a conservative and Republican. You get the rut-roy, you know, and they have agreed with me for the last 10 minutes on everything I'm saying about why that's wrong, how those nickels and dime taxes kill us on our paychecks because we're already getting these other taxes, you know, whatever the topic is or may be. And it's funny when they realize, oh my God, I've been agreeing with a black Republican. You hear that, you know, uptick in their voice.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Raquel is aware of.
Absolutely.
I am here to tell you that that always gets easy ones. I get the ones who are like, they are one step away from worshiping the devil. I always get those. I want to trade with the best half the time. You know, like people are so, I'm getting some of these young black kids who are, you know, I say kids because I'm old, but, you know, I get some of the young black people and it's like, you are so far out there. They have been absolutely brainwashed by the left to the point where they just don't understand anything about they hate Christianity just as much as the left does.
Yeah.
They're repeating the same things. It's the church's fault for everything that goes wrong in this world and all this other stuff. They're repeating the same things. I always get the tough nuts to crack, and one day I'm just going to say, hey, get in the car. I'm going to jump over to Babette's house
Absolutely.
And just give them to her.
Well, folks, hey, listen, both of you are absolutely babies. I'm older than both of you. You're just babies. But since age is just a number, I am 39 again. I'm 39 again. And so, and so tell us one more time, and it's been delightful, absolutely delightful. We got to have you on much more often in this year. Tell us one more time. We have about about a minute and a half. Tell us one more time how to get in touch with you, how to hear your broadcast.
Just go to our Facebook page, Belly of the Beast. It's actually on Frederick Douglass Foundation of Illinois. That's key because we have national chapters. So we're Frederick Douglass Foundation of Illinois. We also will sometimes Periscope from my Twitter. I'm at Behold226, and I don't know if Raquel wants to give out her Twitter.
And Raquel, does Raquel remember her Twitter? I'm at Raquel Melanie.
Well, it has been absolutely delightful being on with you both. As I previously stated, I got to have you on more often this year. And the type of conversation that we were able to have and the thoughts that we were able to convey, I think is the conversation. It is the thoughts that need to be put out there for discussion. And thank you so much for your insight, and thank you for all that you do, both in your state and nationally. I know both of you, ladies and gentlemen, all of them, these two ladies are absolute shakers and movers in our nation. And the Frederick Douglass movement that they are a part of there, you should certainly investigate it. I do condone it. I do endorse it and do support it. And whatever I can do, just so that you two know, to help you, I certainly will do that. So for now, I will say goodbye to you, Michelle. My executive producer will be in touch with you. She's on her way to New York over the weekend, so our prayers for her safe return. But Raquel, Melanie, and Babette Holder, God bless. God keep you both. Fight the good fight. I know you will. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Thank you, CL. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.